in the Buddha's time, there were less issues in society that were harmful to people. And in the Buddha's time, there was only word of mouth that spread his teachings. We didn't have internet. We didn't even have AI faking all kinds of things, cheating people, deluding people, and scamming poor, vulnerable, old people or children, scamming them of their money, their property, their reputation, their ID, anything they can scam, they do it. And because of that also, whatever is spoken is spreading out immediately and everywhere. So you cannot say, I haven't said that, I didn't do it. Even if you want to deny it, you can't. But because of that also, many fake monks and nuns, they gossip untruthfully and tell lies about true masters, such as me. I'm one of the victims. But nevertheless, I still survive and it's good. It's just that I have to be extra cautious and always have to protect my physical existence in order to continue my work. I had really high hopes that I could make peace for the world and I could make this world into an Eden again, where no one fears anyone, not even the little insect will fear humans. And even the tigers, the lion people were not killed anymore. But it has taken too long up to now. And I just hope that I can make it within the time frame that's left of my physical existence on Earth. Because my heart is too uncontrollable. When I see people suffer, I suffer. When I see animal people suffer, I suffer. When I see even trees or plants being cut down, I suffer too. So sometimes it's not avoidable that I just speak out without having to think or without controlling it. And for example, you are the wisest teacher in the world. You know all about karma and cause and effect and everything. But your child is suffering from sickness and maybe even lost his life. You cannot help but feel sorrow, pain, even though you know all about the karma and the cause and effect. It's like that. I love people. I love animal people. I love all beings as if they are my child and only child. That's why I offend many people, especially powerful leaders or powerful drug lords, for example, or any such thing. But somehow God protects my life because God created me, sent me here for some special purpose. You probably know it all by now. You probably know more than I do because you see it in visions. You saw it in predictions. And you know it in your heart, very real heart, and your soul. You know who I am and what I do for the world.
青海无上师是弥勒佛，诸王之王，万王之王，所有光之主。2021年12月22日，在中国山东青铜山大峡谷的山中，以观音法门打坐时，释迦牟尼佛来到面前，让我把弥勒佛的法印玉玺转交我的师父青海无上师。我向世尊叩首行礼，答：我不敢，也不能承担如此重任。同时内心疯狂呼唤师父，师父来了，笑着拍了下我的头。世尊对师父笑着说：汝之徒弟经得起考验。此时一个透明如水的椭圆形飞行器出现，13位法相庄严的老者显现，师父告诉我，那是长老议会的长老们。一瞬间，天空中出现了诸多的佛菩萨、各界法王和12道光之主、天使团、精灵团、圣人团和其他团体，一层层围绕在周围。圣尊手一指，空中莲花样的法坛显化，在法坛中央出现一个金色长着翅膀的圣约柜。 世尊从圣约柜中取出弥勒佛的玉玺法印、权杖、圣杯，权杖上镶嵌着奇特的钥匙，圣杯中存放着生命之水和毁灭之火。一声惊天雷，天鼓敲响，号角吹动，仙乐齐奏，万鸟齐鸣，万兽震吼。释迦牟尼佛郑重地把弥勒佛身份法宝递交于青海无上师，青海无上师谦卑地接过，并向众人合十礼，让把擎天宝录取出。擎天宝录是2015年在秦岭山深处取到，金色卷轴柱向两边缓缓地打开，上面还是一个字都没有。师父将玉玺法印盖在上面，权杖一指，无字天书擎天宝录竟然显现出内容，外来法界的一切事宜安排都化现出来。弥勒佛第一道法旨，众神归位。此时擎天宝录就像是一个通道，意象图现，各层法界的天门大开，凤凰和神龙在空中飞舞，七彩屋一声声的鸣啼着，皆向弥勒佛青海无上师顶礼祝贺。突然世尊的声音进入我耳中，此盛况必须要在师父三位一体合一时才能被公开。我不懂何意，但世尊说，时机到了你就知道了。如今时机到了，这段神话般的体验才能分享与大家同贺。感恩此生能成为弥勒佛青海无上师的弟子，感恩师父，弟子叩首。中国徒儿天乐再叩首。
Maha Guru Jinghai yang sangat saya kasihi dan tim Suprema Sertifi yang saya kagumi. Karena kesibukan duniawi dan meditasi yang sangat sedikit, saya merasa jauh, banyak masalah dan kurang mengenal guru. Tapi hati kecil saya sangat merindukan dengan guru. Di akhir tahun 2019, sebelum COVID melanda, saya mendekatkan diri saya lagi pada sesama inisiat. Dari mereka saya mendapat banyak dukungan untuk lebih banyak berlatih. Dengan segala tekad, saya mulai mengarahkan kembali perhatian saya pada latihan rohani. Dengan segala keberanian, saya lepaskan semua hal-hal yang tidak penting dan tidak perlu yang membawa pengaruh negatif bagi diri saya. Saya menonton Supreme Master TV, membaca buku guru, memutar video ceramah guru, hadir dalam meditasi kelompok, dan juga melakukan meditasi semalam suntuk 2-3 kali seminggu dengan beberapa murid di center. Suatu malam di pertengahan tahun 2020, saya mendapat penglihatan batin. Dalam penglihatan itu, Ruru tiba-tiba muncul di hadapan saya, mengenakan jubah putih panjang dengan rambut tergerai. Dengan penuh semangat dan rasa penasaran, seolah tidak ingin menyia-nyiakan kesempatan itu, saya langsung bertanya dengan bahasa asik, "Master, di manakah posisimu di alam semesta ini?" Guru hanya tersenyum, sambil mengeluarkan sebuah gulungan kain putih yang terlihat sangat kuno dan usang. Guru perlahan membuka gulungan itu. Di atas lembaran kain itu, terpampang peta alam semesta yang maha luas dengan segala benda-benda kosmik, planet, bintang, galaksi, dan sebagainya, termasuk para dewa penguasa masing-masing. Wow, sungguh susunan dan tatanan yang sangat rumit dengan tulisan sangat kecil di sana-sini. Kemudian, guru berkata, "Posisi saya di sini," sambil menunjuk di kanan atas ruang kosong di luar peta alam semesta. Saya tertegun, takjub mendapati diri saya terbangun dan berurai air mata. "Maafkan saya, Guru. Selama ini tidak menyadari siapa dirimu sebenarnya. Guru, engkaulah penguasa tertinggi di alam semesta. Engkaulah yang tak terciptakan." Mendapatkan visi ini, iman saya tumbuh semakin kuat. Apalagi menyaksikan tayangan Flying News beberapa waktu lalu di Supermaster TV, di mana Guru mengungkapkan diri sejatinya bahwa Guru adalah Buddha Maitreya, Tuhan Yesus Kristus yang kedatangannya dinanti-nantikan oleh umat manusia. Guru adalah raja dari segala raja, yang artinya raja dari segala raja di masa lalu, raja segala raja di masa kini, dan raja dari segala raja di masa mendatang. Engkaulah Tim Kotu, dan alam Tim Kotu adalah tingkat tertinggi yang dapat dicapai di alam semesta oleh manusia dengan berkah guru. Tak hentinya bersyukur dan berterima kasih telah bertemu dan menjadi murid guru, murid Tuhan. Semoga guru selalu sehat dalam lindungan yang kuasa. Nur Hayati dari Bali, Indonesia.
Dear Saints, I am an initiate from Canada I'd like to share this wonderful inner vision of mine from 7 years ago when I went for a vacation with my family to Costa Rica. In the inner vision, I was in a beautiful place and met God Almighty with gray hair, very bright with light. Hez asked me to look for Supreme Master Qinghai. Hez said Master has the key, a triangular puzzle piece to insert into a big universe map filled with equations, calculating that the time is 12 and ready to insert into the slot. So I quickly went to look for Master, found her and said, Master, someone is looking for you for the key. So she took out the key and inserted it into the slot. Immediately, the whole universe map was filled with a thousand suns light, brilliantly radiating throughout the whole universe. I was so happy and thrilled to witness such an event. So Master told me to get donuts. And I said, Master, donuts have eggs. And she said, just get it, it's symbolic, and I will explain it to you later. Now I understand the circle of life. I think our time has come to receive such grand blessings from Almighty God and Master. Thank you, Master, for allowing me to witness this wonderful inner vision. I cannot forget it. It's always with me. Thank you for your endless and boundless love, for which we are very grateful. Gianna from Canada.
Etc.
Okay, now, we talk about peace again. Why does peace come so slow? Because of so much karma mixed together to make that bubble of special karma for world peace and for war. For war, it's easy to break out because the karma outside in society, in the world, is just like the karma inside the war bubble karma. They even stay in the bubble, but they bust out quickly. When it's full, it busts out, warlike. But the bubble for peace karma is different.
Supreme Master Qinghai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.